This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the things that Allah Almighty has definitely told us He's going to test us with is the loss of certain things. In one of the episodes, we read the verse of Surah Baqarah where Allah Almighty says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Indeed, we will test all of you. بِشَيْءٍ, with some of, and then there is a list of things. The first thing He mentions is الْخَوْف, which is fear. Then He says الْجُوعِ, which is hunger. Then He says نَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ, loss of wealth and life. Loss of wealth, of your own wealth, obviously. We will test you with days when you suffer a loss. Well, anfus, lives. Lives of those around you. Those whom you love, those whom you're connected with. والثمرات, loss of produce. نقسم من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات. So Allah Almighty informs us that there will be a time when you lose things. And we will test you with that loss. Many times we're not prepared to lose things, and we never thought about it. I've said again in a previous episode that it's not normal to become obsessed with the idea of I may lose this, I may lose that, I may this might lose, this might go wrong, that might go wrong. We've spoken about all of that difficulty and how to deal with it. So we prepare for the day by connecting with Allah. Allah will not let us down. However, if you've lost something, the good news is, if you bear patience and you take it in your stride and you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, with conviction, indeed we all belong to Allah and we will all return to Allah. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khluf li khayran minha. O Allah, grant me help in this problem of mine, this loss of mine. O Allah, comfort me, grant me goodness as a result of this loss that I've suffered. O Allah, give me a reward because of what you've taken away from me. Grant me better than what you took away from me. Do you know what? Allah Almighty will indeed grant you better than what He took away from you. Go out there and see those who have lost things in their lives and taken it in their stride, turned to Allah, not given up and kept going. So if you're going to give up and you're going to just close shop and you're going to just, you know, get into a shell and not talk anymore because you lost once, be it the life of a loved one, be it loss in business, be it loss in your health. If you want to be a person who closes everything, you'll be closed. You will suffer the consequences of that, and you don't understand the plan of Allah in the Quran and the Sunnah. What He says that He will test you. So, good news, bashir as-sabirin. Give good news to those who bear sabr. What is the sabr? The sabr is that I don't question my Maker. I bear what it was by connecting to Allah, relating to Allah, understanding that it could have been worse. And understanding that a day will come when I will see the compensation of the fact that I bore this loss with sabr, with patience. I will see the compensation of it. You lost a loved one, you're going to be reunited with them very soon, very soon. That's a comfort, that's a consolation. I'm a believer. As a believer, I know if I've lost someone, I'm going to be reunited with them by the help of Allah in a short span of time. So, as much as it's so painful, it's not easy. I may never be able to understand the loss of a person who's lost a child or a spouse they were close to or a parent if I haven't been through it myself. So if you have lost a loved one, people may never understand your feeling, but Allah knows, and Allah Almighty put you in that condition. He wants you to bear patience. He wants you to turn to Him, to praise Him, to have hope. He wants you to look forward to the day you're going to be reunited with that loved one. He wants you to continue your life. He doesn't want you to pause and stop it there. You must keep going. That's the secret. So a period of mourning, yes, indeed, we're sad. And every time we think of it, there will be a little hollow within us. And that's because we are human. But what will help fill that hollow is the connection with Allah, the reassurances that the Almighty has given us, the one who gave us this person in the first place. The same applies to your business. Everything burnt down. Go and ask those who have had their businesses burnt down. If they got up, picked up the pieces, worked very hard again with lots of hope, they made more than double or at times 10 times more than what they ever had before. And that's almost all cases that I've asked and come across. Over time, I've always seen that. But the condition is that you need to get up, you look at the positives, thank Allah for the fact that it could have been worse and it wasn't as bad as it could have been. Keep going and don't give up. If you give up, you've given up. Allah doesn't give up. But if you haven't given up, you go with the help of Allah all the way to the end. So whatever you've lost, it's normal, it's human. You're not the first person it's happened to, and you will not be the last person it's going to happen to. Allah promises it in the Quran. It has happened, it will happen, and it shall happen to everyone at some point. A little bit of a difference where the fluctuation of the exact loss. But look, in some families, they haven't yet lost those close to them. It has to come. It's going to start somewhere. You're going to lose a parent or whoever. It's okay. When that day comes, Allah will give us the strength to proceed. As difficult as tough as it may be, Allah will help us to proceed and progress. And that is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He alone can help us. The words I'm saying are words of encouragement based on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul, His Messenger, may peace be upon Him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When things go wrong, always understand, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows that this is a situation that came in your life to gain closeness to Him. Don't let that distance you from Allah. The minute you close yourself and you don't want to talk, for you it's so overwhelming that I can't believe this. It's not true. It can't be. Okay. Initially, as a human, it might hit you in that way. But quickly come out of it and realize that, you know what, it is. It's okay. Allah is great. I'll struggle, but with the help of Allah, it's going to be fine. I'm going to cope. I'm going to manage. And let me keep going in my life. Let me do something meaningful for this deceased person, like praying for them, like perhaps a charity on their behalf, like a well, maybe, like, for example, maybe a little masjid or whatever, if I can. But the best thing is just to offer dua. Oh Allah, forgive him or her. Have mercy on him or her and grant him or her Jannah, paradise. Allahumma ghafir lahu warhamhu wa sakinhu fil Jannah. That's the dua. Very powerful. Keep repeating that, and that's a great gift you will give the one who's passed away. But if it is something, then again, don't worry. You may go through tough days, but with the help of Allah, you'll come out of that. You will come out of it. Give it some time, but work hard. Like I said, and I'm repeating this, if you give up, you have closed the door. Allah does not close the door. You keep working, keep going. It might not be this avenue, but there is an open door there. You keep going, and Allah has opened your path to something that is amazing. If your negativity or loss brings you closer to Allah, it was not a punishment. It was a blessing. And if your negativity, or should I say, if your positivity and growth distances you from Allah, that's not a gift. That could just be a punishment. Who knows? Allah says it in the Quran that at times when we want to punish people, we give them things so that they forget us. That's what the Quran says. And when Allah wants to bring you closer to Him, at times He takes things away from you so that you come closer to Him. Let there never be a time where you've had both those losses. You lost someone, you lost your health, your wealth, your loved one, and on top of that, you lost your connection with Allah. That's the biggest loss. May Allah protect us from that type of a loss. May Allah help us all in our difficulties. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us all. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيْنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.